The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. Hey guys, I'm full of energy. What are you doing? You're over there on your phone.
I am on my phone. Work never stops.
I know. It doesn't. The iPhone or any kind of smartphone. My gosh, how it's changed the world. I don't know if all of it's good, but, you know, some of it is. I don't know. I'm a little perturbed at Apple, actually, right now because of just my phone. I have had a brand new phone, and things break. I understand that, but they're growing so quickly that they can't even service the customers that they have, and it's a problem. It really is, especially since we all rely on our phones so much for our day-to-day operations. You know, we do. So
I read something that said to put it on airplane mode for an hour a day.
Oh,
and
I like that.
Like that way nobody can get a hold of you for a solid hour. They're like, one, every day for 1 hour. Just
put your phone. I'm going to start doing that.
I know. I haven't started.
And jump off the grid.
But I thought about it. Yeah, it's like an hour vacation.
I would do it for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like that. Thank you for that tip.
Yeah.
Because I don't even like it when they're following, you know, when they what do you call it, the location services?
Yeah.
It wouldn't even let me get on Twitter the other day because it said you had to turn on your location services. I'm like, what?
Yeah, why do you need to know where I am?
Why does Twitter need to know where I am? God almighty. It's like, when does it stop?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we've got a great show coming up today. We've got Dr. Mona Mornstein back on the show. She is a diplomat specialty certification in homeopathic medicine from the Homeopathic Academy of Naturopathic Physicians. She wrote the book that I have right here in my hand, Master Your Diabetes. This woman is a mastermind about how to master your diabetes. It's continued. And I also have Dr. Stephen Schwartz on the show. He is a licensed family physician with more than 25 years of experience, and he is the inventor of Flunata. We've got a couple of entrepreneurs. Well, actually three. Well, four if you count Dr. Mona, because I think that even writing your own book is very entrepreneurial because it's a huge undertaking.
So much work.
So much work.
Yeah.
So much work. And then, so we're going to be talking about flu season. And, you know, I'm going to ask him some really great questions that I think that everybody is kind of, you know, wondering about the flu, because my daughter just got over it. But I have to tell you, Autumn, because of your amazing product, Ether Elixir, and I'm not getting paid for this, so don't think that I'm lining my pockets with gold when I give these people. These are just really good products.
We have no gold to line your pockets
with. Well, there you go. And you're a startup. And I remember what it was like to be a starving and, you know, counting my change to pay my rent. And I hope I never lose that because, you know, humble is everything. Humble is everything. And so Ether Elixir, your probiotic drink, my daughter, Antonia, she was fighting the flu last week, and she never got horrible, horrible sick, you know, like really suffered too much because I was giving her Ether Elixir, oil of oregano. I was having her put Flunata up her nose and down her throat, and she let her body do the natural thing. And she had a fever for several days. I made her rest, and it's a good thing that school is not reconvened yet. But even still, I would have done the same thing. No fever reducers, because all that does is weaken the immune system.
Right.
Which is the opposite of what you're trying to do. The fever is a very good thing. It means that your immune system is working correctly, and you should always thank the universe when your daughter or son or whoever, whenever your children get a fever.
Yeah, it means they're fighting it, and that's the best thing. It's the only way the body can learn to fight it off before it gets bad next time.
Right, and you keep them well hydrated. Yeah. But we're going to be talking all about the flu, and then Autumn, you are going to be talking about a do-it-yourself mashup.
Yeah, all kinds of do-it-yourself natural home stuff.
Well, you're so smart. I mean, before we went live, I said, so I got this new book, and it is called, it's The Medical Medium, Life-Changing Foods, Save Yourself and the Ones You Love with the Hidden Healing Powers of Fruits and Vegetables by Anthony William. He is a New York Times best-selling author of Medical Medium, and he's got a couple of new books out, and this, you know, I was perusing through it, and I fell on the page about bananas. And And right out of the gate, so let me just read right out of the gate. It says, bananas have gotten a bad rap lately, blamed for being too high in sugar. The reality is that the sugar in a properly ripened banana is completely different from the cane sugar and other processed sweeteners in cookies, cakes, and donuts. Unlike processed sugar, the fruit sugar in bananas is bonded to critical life-supporting trace minerals such as manganese, selenium, copper, boron. And this is the one I didn't know that you, Miss Smarty Pants, over there. I'm like, what is that? I couldn't even pronounce it. Molybdenum or something like that?
Molybdenum.
There you go. Look at you. And large amounts of minerals such as potassium, which is one of the most critical nutrients for neurotransmitter function. So bananas are also high in amino acids that work side by side with the highly bioavailable potassium as a catalyst for abundant electrolyte production. Whew. Okay. Yeah. And among many other things. And so I just wanted people, I'm here to rep the banana this morning.
Yeah,
and
say, I ate a banana this morning. I'm feeling really confident about that choice.
I've got a banana. So bananas are good. Don't fear the banana.
I felt a mild amount of cognitive dissonance with my banana this morning. I'm like, I don't really like having fruit first thing in the morning, but now. And so washed away.
I got my banana here. And what do you, Lexi?
I've heard bananas are good for hangovers. That's what I've heard.
Maybe the potassium.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and all the trace minerals. That's in any hangover remedy is trace minerals.
Well, listen to this. I mean, this guy, he's amazing. I just love that we've got to get him on the show. I want everyone to hear his story. At 4 years old, he diagnosed someone through his intuitiveness.
What?
It's a crazy story. He had an aunt or an uncle that had lung cancer, and at like 4 years old, he walked up to his aunt or uncle. I don't have the whole story fresh in my head, but and he said lung cancer, and they're like, what? And so, make a long story short, the person really did have lung cancer, and this guy's been a rock star ever since he was a child. Wow. But it goes on to talk about the emotional support that you get from a banana. Okay. I know. Come with me. Go with me here. Okay. So it says that bananas.
I like this guy a lot.
I know, right? So I'm going to get him on as a regular.
Google him right now.
Yeah. And so he talks about the emotional support that bananas provide. By bananas strengthen the core of who we are, encouraging us to peel back our false shields and expose our true selves. They can help reverse a state of mind that's saturated with fear. Eating three or more a day can help reduce post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's a lot of bananas.
That's amazing that somebody has gone that far. I love that.
Well, and he talks about spiritual lessons from bananas, and this is the part that really got me. Okay, go with me here. Come on down the trail. Okay, so it says, at times of spiritual growth, we may find ourselves feeling indestructible and completely absorbed in the moment. If we're not careful, though, if we haven't planned ahead and fortified ourselves for the future, the strong wind of challenge may take us down. And then he says that learn then from the banana plant, not technically trees. Banana plants form thick and wide root mats with underground corbs systems continually surfacing as suckers ready to grow. Because banana trunks are not actually wood, rather they're formed by layer upon layer of leaves, and they grow fast with new offshoots able to rush to the rescue whenever weather has taken down another stalk. And it says, as you reach for the sky, blossom and bear fruit, remember to cast your own root system wide and deep and let every lesson learned become a spiritual offshoot that may someday rescue you. And that's all the banana.
I'm in. I'm sold. I'm signing up for whatever he represents.
That banana, man.
Did you ever know that the banana was that deep?
So powerful. Are there other spiritual fruits?
Well, you know, I haven't read about any other fruits yet, so I just was sticking to the banana because I'll be waiting. You know, I often rep broccoli as well. I'm the broccoli's attorney, in case you didn't know that, because Italians invented broccoli. I don't know who started growing the banana. I'll have to look into it. But who would have known, right? Diamond, did you know all that about the banana?
No idea.
You enjoyed that, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's very, very, I'm going to continue to read through this book. And like I said, I'm really going to try to get Dr. Anthony Williams on the show. It's amazing.
Yeah, be here that day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Talks about the holy four: fruit, vegetable, herb, spices, and wild foods. And so, yeah, we'll be talking about it in the upcoming weeks and months, everyone. I've got a great show lined out for you today. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, it's Bernadette. It's cold and flu season, and Sun Warrior wants to help you keep your immune system strong. Sun Warrior Silver Immune Shield delivers microionic silver and 72 plus trace minerals to support the immune system naturally. The Immune Shield Complex is a fulvic acid complex produced in nature with loads of minerals to feed your immune system. Go to sunwarrior.com to get your Silver Immune Shield today. That's sunwarrior.com. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, Autumn Warren Connolly, and I have Dr. Mona Mornstein on the line. She is an ND, that is a diplomat, a specialty certification with the Homeopathic Academy of Naturopathic Physicians. Dr. Mona Mornstein is a naturopath physician with medical practice focused in integrative diabetes treatment. She is board certified in practicing homeopathy with patients. Her clinic in Arizona, it's the Arizona Integrative Medical Solutions. It's located in Tempe, where she sees patients of all ages and genders for acute and chronic conditions. She is an expert on prediabetes and diabetes. She is a frequent lecturer at conferences and webinars and is the founder and executive director of the Low Carb Diabetes Association. Dr. Mornstein is also a member of the Arizona Diabetes Coalition. Her new book, Master Your Diabetes, A Comprehensive Integrative Approach for Both Type 1 and Type 2 Diabetes, is sitting right here next to me. Welcome back, Dr. Mona. How are you?
I'm fine, Bernadette. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me back.
Well, this is such an important issue in this country. It really is. So many people are suffering from diabetes, so many children now as well. And when you were on last time, you know, we talked about how big of an epidemic it is, how big of a problem it is. And so today, though, I'd like to start to talk about what role does intestinal health and the microbiome play in managing diabetes?
Well, you know, that's really an amazing question and very pertinent. I think off the top of my head, there's three main ways that it impacts people with diabetes. For one, they show that before a type 1 child is diagnosed with diabetes, they already have developed a condition called intestinal permeability or leaky gut.
Mm.
And so we know that some damage to the lining of the intestine very well may precede the development of that autoimmune type of diabetes. With
wow.
type 2, we absolutely know that the microbiome, which are the microbiome being made up of, you know, trillions, mostly of bacteria, also some yeast and viruses. But when it changes negatively and you're growing different sorts of bacteria than we believe is normal in the human gut, that can mean that you absorb more calories from your food, but maybe you absorb less nutrients, or maybe you produce more inflammatory factors that can get into your body and cause you to be insulin resistant in your cells. So a lot of things can go into harming the microbiome
mm-hmm.
that very well may lead to developing more weight and insulin resistance.
Well, that was my next question is, how did our gut microbiomes get in such dire straits?
Well, you know, I mean, gosh, that can start from the get-go. If a child isn't breastfed, bottle-fed babies wind up with slightly different microbiomes than breastfed. And not in a positive way. But also, I mean, I think it's just obviously antibiotics are a really can trash the microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people take them without probiotics, at least which affords some protection. Also, just general, I believe, genetically modified organisms can harm the gut. I also think that too much, you know, really, too much fast food, too much sugar, too much alcohol. Some of our common drugs, for example, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are such as aspirin, ibuprofen, and naproxen, these are medically proven to cause inflammation and leaky gut within a half hour, pretty much, of ingesting them for all the common aches and pains that people have.
Mm-hmm.
So very, really damaging drugs that people just take regularly thinking they're safe. But to the gut, they're devastating.
Absolutely. I took some curcumin this morning.
Right.
I doubled up on it. And, you know, I have to share this since we're talking about this. This is something that I feel is very critical for people that do have a lot of pain. The good old-fashioned Epsom salt bath does yep. amazing things mm-hmm. to diminish pain mm-hmm. in your body.
Yeah, that's magnesium sulfate. It certainly relaxes muscles and takes a lot of tension out of your body, and so safe, very, very safe. Even, you know, topical magnesium in
mm-hmm.
gels and such, or the curcumin that you're saying, or boswellia or bromelain. We've got a lot of different ways, if a person does have aches and pains, to deal with it without harming the gut. And not only that, but curcumin reduces inflammatory factors that cause insulin resistance. So it's a win-win, right?
Mm.
Less pain and less insulin resistance.
I didn't know that. That's yep. wonderful to get out there to our listeners. You know, there are many different studies on various diets for patients with diabetes, some quite different than the others. Can you discuss the difference between low-carb diets to high-fiber, whole-grain, vegan diets, and how both can be beneficial?
In reality, sure, absolutely. You know, in reality, the core basic diet that's really promoted for people with prediabetes, diabetes, is low carb.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an excellent article written by Dr. Richard Feynman and 25 other physicians and researchers called that dietary carbohydrate restriction, you know, as the first approach in diabetes management. And this is really the core diet. However, there have been two good studies on a diet called the MAPI diet, the MAPI-2 diet, which is a high-carb, vegan, kind of macrobiotic type diet.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done on type 2 men in various countries. And eating this diet, which was very, you know, which high in grains and very low fats, there was only a little fats, none could be cooked, there was no animal products. These diets had astounding results in the weight loss and glucose and lipids and A1C, everything that we monitor in people with diabetes improved on this diet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I think, a harder diet to follow for sure than the low-carb diet. These people in the diet, they were fed this food. They didn't have to prepare it themselves. But this kind of macrobiotic diet is very strict and difficult. So we really fall back on a low-carb diet, which has so many different ways of being eaten,
mm-hmm.
and much of it can really be incorporated into a social life with your family and friends.
That's even important.
Right. It is. It is very important.
Well, yeah, because sitting down at that dinner table with loved ones is, I feel the same way. It's the best part of my day. Yeah, I look forward to cooking for my children, my family, my friends, and just sitting down at the table, that socialization is critical for overall wellness. So let me ask you this. How low is too low, though? Do you believe that in the ketogenic diet, being that low, like where your body goes into ketosis, is there something less extreme that still works for diabetes?
There is, less extreme diets that work for people with diabetes. The ketogenic diet gets a lot of press.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, the vast majority of my patients don't want to do it.
Right.
They want to kind of eat a regular omnivore, type low-carb diet. We try to keep it at 45 grams or less. And ketogenic, where you're getting into ketosis, is 20, carbs or less.
Right.
And most patients want to be able to eat nuts and, nut flours. And, that's going to add up above that 10 to 20 grams of carbs.
Yeah. We talked about bananas at the opening of the show. You can't have a banana really on the ketogenic diet. So anything that restrictive.
Well, I don't think you could have a banana on any low carb. I mean, a banana is 34 grams of carbs. That pretty much takes care of your whole day's intake. Now, remember, we're talking about people with diabetes.
Right.
And they do, they have to have a certain stringency because we don't want them to get into nerve damage and eye damage and kidney damage. And,
mm-hmm.
Remember, uncontrolled diabetes is the number one cause of blindness and kidney failure and amputations outside of trauma in our country.
Yep.
So, now berries, though, right? So we could do, for fruits, I think berries are the best for this population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are the benefits to using supplements with a diabetic patient?
Oh, God. Thank you for asking that. What a great question. There are so many benefits to supplementation. One is many people with diabetes are depleted in various nutrients, and this has been shown scientifically, such as chromium or zinc or omega-3 oils, magnesium.
Oh, wow.
So we've got to get nutrients into them. They're also nutrients. There's many that are antioxidants, like your curcumin, and since oxidative damage is the way that diabetic complications develop, taking antioxidants is very protective and healing. Supplements can help reduce or can help improve glucose and insulin regulation. It can decrease the risk for developing and help treat complications. It helps with improving cravings, controlling appetite, helps with weight loss, and even more, getting in things like B vitamins and omega-3s can help the mood and decrease anxiety and depression.
Right.
So that it's a really more positive experience to be treated for their diabetes. So many ways supplements can help.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the best way to exercise to help lower glucose and lose weight for diabetics as well, or just the general public?
I mean, the best way is probably doing resistance exercise with weights, since it can burn 19 times the glucose that aerobic can. But aerobic exercise is really great, especially for cardiovascular protection. And since, of course, people with diabetes have an increased risk of, in fact, what they usually die of is cardiovascular disease. So we do want to incorporate that. But it is, if you've just got 15 or 20 minutes, you know, using weights and using your muscles, which are the number one source of burning glucose in our body, is really super effective.
Well, you know what? We're out of time. I didn't even get, I've got 22 questions here. I only got to number six, or no, number eight. I got to number eight, so you're going to have to come back.
I'll have to come back.
You will, because this is a very important subject. And thank you for writing your book, Master Your Diabetes, A Comprehensive Integrative Approach for Both Type 1 and Type 2 Diabetes. Dr. Mona, can't wait to have you back on. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Bernadette.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Whoa.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio as well. She's got a upcoming segment. And I have Dr. Steve Schwartz on the line. He is a licensed family physician with more than 25 years of experience. And through his passion for health and wellness, Dr. Schwartz dedicates himself full-time to the development of products to keep families healthy through the use of safe and natural ingredients. Dr. Schwartz graduated from Duke University with a degree in biological chemistry and earned a doctor of medicine degree from the Duke University School of Medicine. Dr. Schwartz is a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. I love this guy. So good to have you back. How are you doing, Dr. Schwartz?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Bernadette. It's great to be back.
Well, it is. It's great to have you back. And it's flu season, Dr. Schwartz. And I have to say, you know, you're kind of like the flu expert in my mind, especially because you are the developer of the product Flunata, cold and flu relief, which I gave to my daughter for the last several days, along with the ether elixir. And I like for people to get educated about natural alternatives to fight the flu instead of going and getting a flu shot, which leads me to one of my first questions. Okay, so if you have the flu, what is the best treatment? Is there anything that you can do to decrease its severity and duration?
Well, there's various treatments. You can divide them into symptomatic, such as hydration and humidification of the air, and then trying to optimize your immune system. That's very, very important. I think that it has to be treated very seriously. Influenza has caused more deaths in the world than all the great wars combined.
Wow.
So it's serious. And you can even prepare in advance with a safe room. But when the virus strikes, it's a race. It's a race of the virus trying to go in the cells and replicate, and then the immune system trying to contain it.
Okay, so if you go through a severe case of the flu, how does it affect the severity of future exposures? Does it make the immune system stronger?
It does. The way to think about it is almost like a target. If you're at a firing range and there's a target, you have the bullseye, you have the second ring, the third ring, and the fourth ring, and so forth. And that's how your immune system actually targets the virus. When the virus comes in, it chops it up into, let's say, 30 or 40 pieces, and then it decides which piece it's going to actually target. And then it actually goes about that process. And if it ever sees that piece again, it's ready to go instantly.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yes.
No, go ahead. Continue with what you were saying. I'm sorry.
So when you get an infection 1 year, you're tuned to that virus, and usually that virus or a very similar one is around the next year. For example, we're still seeing swine flu. That was 2009, 2010, and it's 2018, and we're still seeing that virus around.
Wow. Now, does the swine flu have different, symptoms than a regular flu?
Well, it's more severe in general. It's a very quick-hitting virus. And it's also one that prior to 2009, not many people had actually seen. Their immune systems had not seen it. So nobody was really ready for it.
Wow. Well, you know, you think of the swine flu, like you said, that was years ago. I had no idea that people are still, you know, contracting it. In the beginning, you talked about a humidifier. So many people, my mother, whenever we were sick as kids, she would always get out the humidifier. And you don't even hear that anymore. And hydration, simple things like this to keep your body strong. So if you do get the flu, it's not as severe. And the recovery time, something as simple as a humidifier being such a powerful way to fight it.
Well, the humidifier is an amazing thing because it actually humidifies the air that you breathe into your bronchial tubes. And if you're actually to go and look at the bronchial tubes, you see a fine layer of sweeper hairs. And those sweeper hairs they're basically beating in unison and bringing up all the mucus, all the debris of the immune reaction and trying to clear it. But it gets stuck because it gets thick mucus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have hydration in the air, it loosens it up a little bit and allows you to clear it all out so that you don't get the complications of pneumonia.
Well, is it a good idea to have a humidifier in the bedroom or just in the home, several places in the home, just especially during flu season to keep you more safe?
I think so, and I think you can even get a diffuser, and that works. It doubles as a humidifier, and also you have an option of using some of the alternative remedies as well.
Well, let me ask you this. So the infecting flu strain and the created flu vaccine strain never seem to match up. So why bother even getting a vaccine at all?
Well, that's a real good question. And one thing I forgot to mention on the treatment, there's one thing that you absolutely don't want to do, and that is to use aspirin.
Oh, wow.
Aspirin blocks some of the way the immune system reacts, and it's been shown to increase the incidence of RISE syndrome. And also, there's a really interesting theory now on aspirin from the old swine flu in 1918. In that flu, 500,000 people lost their lives. And there's a theory now that the reason the numbers were so high is a lot of people were using aspirin.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. Well, that is really great information. And that's why I asked you to come on the show, because you're amazing, Dr. Schwartz, especially when it comes to the flu. So can you get the flu from getting the flu vaccine?
Well, generally not. But I will tell you this, as a clinician, I have seen countless people who've had the vaccine and they develop flu-like symptoms. And wow. These are people that know their bodies. They're in a routine, and you can't convince them otherwise. They are 100% convinced that that vaccine caused that reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the flu itself? Probably not. What I can say is, clinically, I've actually not seen as much of that happening as I used to. So it may well be that we're seeing much less of that because of the improvements in the way the vaccine is made and manufactured.
Is it because now there's a nasal spray flu vaccine? Does that have something to do with that?
Well, that vaccine is a live virus vaccine, so you actually get the real virus. It's a watered down virus, so it's kind of slow moving and slow acting, but it actually is a live virus.
Mm-hmm.
That vaccine actually is not really recommended at this time by the CDC for generalized use.
Okay, so, why does the CDC advise everyone 6 months of age and older to get a flu vaccine every season if there's so many negative side effects? And some of the minor side effects include fever, muscle aches, and vomiting.
Yes, that's a real interesting discussion. What I can say is, the CDC has done a great job of being transparent, and they've done a great job of emphasizing getting ready for the flu season. Right now, they talk about the vaccine, and that's a good start. But honestly, if you really look at it, the vaccine for flu is the wrong tool for the job.
Mm.
And the reason is because the influenza virus, it is the most mutagenic virus on the planet. It mutates more than HIV. So it is changing all the time. The vaccine is a good tool for a virus that does not change, like smallpox, like polio, those kind of things. And that's why we're constantly in this rat race. We're basically, when a new strain comes out, we're trying to produce a vaccine. Is it the right vaccine for the right strain? And it goes on, and some years it's a hit, and some years it's a miss. But it is actually a real problem. Lately, we've actually been worse than normal. We've seen much higher death rates in California, and North Carolina's had record death rates last year. Australia this year, and they're in the southern hemisphere. We're in the northern hemisphere. Their flu season is this summer. They had the worst case on record, and they had a pretty reasonable vaccination rate. So,
wow.
For example, in the swine flu 2009, Australia had 50,000 plus cases of flu. This year, they had over 200,000.
Wow.
More than the swine flu epidemic.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because of the deterioration of the quality of our food and what we put in our bodies?
No, I think that it has to do with a number of things. Dr. Fauci wrote an excellent article. He's the director of the NIH. He wrote an excellent article in the New England Journal of Medicine. And basically, he explained what the current theory is as why vaccines are not very effective these past several years. If you look at Australia results, it's about 10%. If you look at where we think we're going to be this year, it may be around 32%, but it's probably somewhere between those two numbers. And the reason is the way they make them, as they make the vaccine, the virus is actually changing during the process of making the vaccine in the eggs. So you're not actually getting the original seed strain that is produced. So it's a little bit off target. It's like this bullseye target that I talked about. You're not getting the center spot in the vaccine. You're getting something out closer to the edges. And that's why we're not seeing the results that that we can see.
Well, you know, we've got to go to break, but before we do, you know, I love your product. I talk about it all the time. I tell all my friends about it. Your Flunata cold and flu relief. Tell us why it's so effective, Dr. Schwartz, as a developer of this product.
Well, it's a great product because it targets the virus right on entry. It targets it right in the nose and throat. And in the laboratory, we've shown that it actually reduces the viral count by 99% within 5 minutes.
Wow.
So it acts fast, and then it's safe. It's all natural remedy. So it's a really good product to use.
It is. It is. And it not only against, well, cold and flu, because rhinovirus, I mean, the H1 or H1N1, H3N2, HSN1, and N7N9, all these different cold, a common cold too, the RSV. I just thank you so much for coming on the show. And I want our listeners to know that, you know, this is a true shout out for this product and Dr. Schwartz. This is not paid for. I just really like this guy and I like what he's trying to do. And Dr. Schwartz, again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great to be on the show.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Autumn Warren Connolly coming up. We're going to be talking about Do-It-Yourself Mashup. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio. I want to let everybody know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter.
Or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Charlotte's Web, that's CW Hemp, Squatty Potty, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, of course, Sun Warrior, and Paleo Magazine. They're all longtime sponsors. Paleo Magazine just now has joined us in the last couple of months. It's a great magazine, and they have a new edition out. I don't have it here right in front of me right now. I had it out the other day, but it's got a lot of great information in it and a lot of great recipes, too. So check it all out and support One Life Radio. So, Autumn. I love that. I love it when you're in studio. And I had her bring me a case of Ether Elixir today, so I have it, the new apple chai flavor, which I will put in my refrigerator as soon as I get home. And she is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies. She's an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes and has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. And I pay for my Ether Elixir, just by the way. Don't think that I don't, because I love the product. And I love what you do. And so, and you're a wealth of information about so many different things. And here's the funny thing. Okay, so I had no idea what we were going to talk about today because I didn't read her her outline, because it didn't matter. Whatever she's talking about, it's always awesome and I enjoy it. But one of the first things we want to talk about today is easy homemade face masks that really work. Honey and banana. I had no idea we were going to talk about bananas.
Bananas are everywhere.
So let's talk about this homemade mask with honey and banana.
Well, you know, there's all these products on the market when you go, especially at the natural stores, all these natural products for clearing up skin or for making your face look ageless or, less dry and all these things. But they're so pricey that, you know, I feel like you're really committing when you buy one of them. And so I went several years ago on this long quest to like find what I think are the best natural homemade face mask and face remedies. And I stopped using pretty much anything commercial. I make pretty much everything that I use on my face.
Wow.
On my own.
And her skin looks amazing, just by the way.
Thank you. But one of my easiest ones that I love and I'm always telling people about is just simply honey and banana. So a lot of people tend to have honey in the house. You have banana in the house, and it's as easy as just taking a banana and mashing it up and then adding a drizzle of honey to it and putting it on your face. It'll be kind of clumpy and sticky, and just I'll do it if I'm reading or if I'm sitting in the bath for a few minutes or something.
Yeah, it could be messy.
Yeah,
I would think you'd want to do this with your hair completely pulled back,
yes,
unless you plan on washing your hair.
Yeah, for sure. Like I have like a super sexy, I'm sure, like head wrap thing that I put on. And but it's great. It's amazing with something so simple. I mean, it proves to do so much better than an expensive, you know, one of the $50 clay and organic,
they get big
blah,
money.
Blah, blah. Yeah. I mean, this will do it. This brightens your skin because of the infusion of all the vitamins that are in the banana, as we just talked about. And then the honey. Honey has all the antiviral, antifungal. It all also has lots of anti-inflammatory properties to it. So your skin, any redness and stuff. I mean, of course, it doesn't look as good as it does right when you take it off, mm-hmm, for like the rest of the week or anything. But it's such a simple, inexpensive thing to do. There are weeks where if my skin's been weird or the weather's been strange or something, I'll do it every night. And it makes a really big difference.
Well, so I'm reading this. It leaves the skin feeling so soft.
Super soft.
Honey has antibacterial, viral, and fungal properties, mm-hmm, in addition to healing agents.
Yeah.
And bananas, as we talked about earlier, have potassium that hydrate and brighten. And you said it diminishes scars and red spots.
Yeah. And you can get really carried away with the different kinds of honey. I'm vegan, but I do still eat honey. I know that that's not essentially purist. I try to get it from bees that have been treated nicely. But there's so many natural healing benefits, mm-hmm, to honey. I got to keep it in as one of my staples. But I'll get Manuka honey, which has tons, which has great healing properties for any sort of scars or redness or something. And then I'll also get local honey for anything that's affecting my skin due to allergies. And I'll get a lot of honey, the natural honey that hasn't been filtered, so it has a lot of the propolis in there. And that'll really aid in any sort of wrinkles or dry skin.
That's interesting. And you make it fresh.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a biohack from Lush.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you don't even have to make it fresh because honey is a natural preservative. So If it's hard, you need so very little that, I mean, if you just put like a quarter size bit of banana and then a teaspoon of honey together, that'll last you 3 or 4 times. So just keep it in the refrigerator.
Really?
Yeah.
So how much banana and how much honey?
I would say like a quarter, like a half inch.
How many inches on a banana?
Like a half inch.
A half
inch?
Okay.
And then like a teaspoon of honey.
Oh, so it's more honey than banana.
No, more banana than honey.
More banana than honey.
It's pretty close. It's almost equal.
So maybe
ratios.
Like 50-50, mix it up?
Yeah, because, you know, once you mish the banana all up, there's not as much to it.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay, so you got another one here, pineapple and coconut oil or cream?
Pineapple and coconut oil or coconut cream. So pineapple has tons. It's loaded with enzymes.
Oh, yeah.
And so the enzymes, they work as a natural like exfoliant for your skin, basically peeling off that outer layer of dead skin. So if you use, I use the parts of the pineapple you're not really going to use anyways because I've got a high speed blender. So if you don't have a high speed blender, you can just do it in a regular blender. But do try to get the edges that have the little bits of green on there. The enzymes are more concentrated in the areas with the green. So I'll take like the skins of the banana, the rough part, the skins of the pineapple, the rough pokey part, and I'll stick it in the blender with about a 3-inch long piece, 3-inch wide piece, you know, something about the size of your hand.
Okay.
And then the palm of your hand, and then stick it in there with about a tablespoon of coconut oil. So the coconut oil will help. The pineapple is going to like get down to the penetrate the deeper layers of your skin, and it's going to pull in the all the great fatty acids and everything that are in the coconut oil, allowing it to absorb deeper into your skin. So it's a great way to get moisturizer, a great way to get rid of those like dull kind of lifeless mm-hmm. cells on the outside.
Well, and again, and you could make this, put it in a jar, leave it in the refrigerator. It's good for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. That one, the pineapple one's good for a little bit less time because the pineapple is really corrosive. So it kind of starts like eating itself after a little while, but I'll use it for a week and a half. I have got some in my refrigerator right now.
All right. Well, I may whip some up tonight. Well, and I love this part of the segment that we're going to be talking about, making your own natural cleansers, because I feel this is so important for the environment.
Oh yeah, it is. And it's crazy inexpensive, and you can have so much fun with it too. So it's essentially, I love the spray bottles that Home Depot sells. They're really like gritty, and like you can drop them, they don't break. You're not spending a million times going clicky 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 with nothing coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll put 50% water in there, and then
just tap water.
Yeah, just whatever water. And then I do,
it doesn't leave spots.
No, just wait. We're going to get there.
Okay.
And then 25% vinegar. Just if I have organic apple cider vinegar, I use that if I buy it in a big thing. Otherwise, you can just use plain white vinegar. And then the other 25%, I use a really cheap vodka. So the vodka will act as a way to keep spots away. It also disinfects. And then it makes it all dry faster. So the water and the vinegar don't leave like a
stinky, like window cleaner. Who would have known?
That's right.
With a little vodka in it.
Yeah, and you can use it with almost everything. And then you can add in different essential oils. So like my cats, like one of my cats loves to pee in my bathroom. So mm-hmm. I add all the essential oils that detract cat pee or that detract cats.
Well, okay.
When I clean my bathroom.
So one of the Shih Tzus that I rescued, no pun intended, pooped on the floor, on the carpet, and I cleaned it up with white vinegar.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because it detracts. It makes them go, oh, yucky.
Well, not only that, it's a powerful cleaner. I mean, it'll shut the...
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah,
because I've got a bunch of unsealed grout in my super 100-year-old mm-hmm. bathroom, so it's like the cat pee just is living there now.
Okay, but, so on that, I'm going to go. So is that where you put your baking soda and vinegar for the bubble action?
I do. When you when in my toilets, in my bathtub, and anywhere that one of my critters makes something nasty, I'll tend to put I sprinkle baking soda, and then I pour vinegar on top, and it bubbles up like any of those toxic chemical bubble cleaners. Cleaner, scrubby things. That's mm-hmm. what this will do, and it works really well, so that you're not having to elbow grease off a bunch of soap scum or grid, or just like the rings. I get a lot of rings around my toilet because our pipe, my house,
not around
is
your
old.
Collar.
No.
Are you probably don't even remember that ad, do you?
Yeah, I do actually remember that ad, but I mean it's stored in here somewhere, way back. But it's a lot of fun making your own cleaners.
Well, we're going to have to touch on this because there's a couple things that we didn't get to the next time you come on. And thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Fun.
And I'll be drinking my apple chai ether elixir when I get in the car. Everyone, you know what? Thank you so much for listening. Another shout out to our sponsors because they make this rocket go up. Paleo Magazine, Sun Warrior, the ISSN, that's the International Society of Sports Nutrition, Squatty Potty, and Charlotte's Web. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.